Hello again, friends. Colin Cook here, your host for How It Happens, this broadcast on the grace of God to men and women in conflict with various addictions, my friends, like homosexual addiction, heterosexual addiction, drugs, alcohol, food, worry, anxiety, whatever it may be. Now, look, we are pausing in the finishing of the book of Romans to the beginning of it again. We shall start again, but we are looking in the meantime at the three factors that constitute addiction. This is very important material, my friends, so that you can understand yourself and we can go into greater depth in our work together in learning how to intercept our struggles by faith. Now, what are those three factors in addiction? The spiritual delusions, the emotional wounds, and the escapes from childhood. And yesterday I talked to you a little bit, and the day before, about the spiritual delusions. I want to say a bit more before we move on to that. I'm going to overview the three of them first and then go into some detail on them over the next few weeks. Spiritual delusions, my friend, I described to you yesterday as something like this. Mankind is in flight from God. That is revealed in Romans chapter 1. Mankind is in flight from God because human beings are full of guilt and shame and fear. They, in Adam, at the beginning of the world, all human beings in Adam, abandoned God, betrayed him, and the result was guilt and shame and fear. Now, most of us, I don't think any of us for that matter, really understands the full import of that. We were made, you see, in the image of God. Once we departed from him in Adam, then we were filled with this shame and this guilt and fear. It's expressed there in the book of Genesis by the fact that as soon as Adam looks at Eve or Eve looks at Adam, they feel shame. They have to cover themselves. They feel naked. They feel somehow exposed. That state of mind and heart is in all human beings and has been in all human beings ever since. Now, only as Christ is revealed dare we ever trust and come back to God again. Why is that? Because when a human being is filled with guilt and shame and fear, he projects that guilt and shame and fear upon his perception of God. If I am guilty and ashamed and afraid, it must be that God is about to judge me. He is about to kill me. He is about to declare my shame. God becomes, in fact, a sort of enemy, someone I must escape from, just as Adam and Eve hid from God in the garden. That mentality is pervasive in all human beings apart from Christ. Now, the irony is that many people come to God, and they come to God without the cross. The cross is not explained to them. The work of Jesus that God has performed has not been explained to them. And so all they see is God as the judge. This is not only true of world religions, my friend, where people see God as one who is an evil monster, a sort of green-eyed monster out to get them, the bizarre caricatures of God that you see in Hindu religion, for example. This is not simply true of world religions. Even in Christianity, there is presented to so many people a God without the cross. And what we have, therefore, is only a fearful, redoubtable judge. And we dare not go close to him. We wish to hide. Now, I'm trying to say to you today that the full implications of this have never been expressed or explored in psychology, in counseling. There is an automatic assumption that either God is an inconvenience and God shouldn't be talked about in counseling and people are sick simply because they believe in God, or there is this benign, silly assumption that, well, all we need is a little bit of God to touch up this psychological situation and we'll have it all right. People do not see the enormous psychological trauma that exists in the mind of all human beings in relation to God. And I say this to you, my friend, also. Perhaps you have assumed that God, the issue of God, is a minor touch-up operation in regard to your emotional disturbance. Perhaps you have assumed that you haven't had enough of God, so you need him a little bit more, and you add a few more religious services to your spiritual experience, or a little more Bible reading. Perhaps you have assumed that God has been the very problem, because you have thought of him in constant fear, so you've got rid of him. Either case, where we think that we simply need a little more of God, or that we've got too much of him, are enormous emotional and psychological disturbances that lead us to shortchange ourselves, to fail to see the real problem that exists in our lives. Spiritual delusion is a major psychological dynamic, hardly ever explored, as I said, in psychology, in psychotherapy, hardly ever touched upon in counseling. The fact is that my mind cannot operate in any healthy way without the wonderful presence of God. How does that work? Well, let's take an example in the psychological addiction. Let's say that you have a struggle with alcohol. Now, you may put this struggle down to the fact that your parents were abusive, or your father divorced your mother and he was alcoholic, or she divorced him because he was alcoholic and he used to knock you around. Now, that is, of course, an awful tragedy and something that has to be dealt with, and we shall be looking at that in the second factor, the emotional wounds. But to assume that that is the only cause of your alcoholism is disastrous. You see, you and I are already separated from God. We are already in a state of guilt and shame and fear. When we have lost God's image, what is the experience in the human psyche? Well, my friend, we have forgotten who we are. We sense a deep existential aloneness. That aloneness that you and I can often feel when we wake up in the morning with a sense of dread, that there is no one there for us, that we are isolated, that no one understands, that the soul floats through the universe without any connections. This is not simply an emotional problem. It's not simply that I am not connected with in relationships properly. It's not simply that I do not have a wife or a husband. It is that the soul hasn't found its home. Some of the most serious allusions to this in the scriptures are, in fact, regarding Satan himself. He longs to possess people. He is terrified of being isolated alone. And when he was cast out of the demoniac, he implored and begged Jesus not to send them away empty, but rather to even let them go into the pigs. What is that about? It is about a soulless being, a being that is so disconnected from God that he is terrified of isolation. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the spiritual delusions are major psychological disturbances. We all have them. You don't have to look for these people in institutions that care for the emotionally disturbed. We are all experiencing this in one way or another. We have lost our home. Now, if you go to a Christian church where the teaching of the gospel is not found, then what you will experience is a God without the cross. And when you do, all you experience is the fear of judgment. All you experience is a sense of deeper and greater isolation. You experience, in fact, the demon God. It is not that God is a demon, but it is that we, once we are on the wrong side of our own humanity, we are on the wrong side of God, and thus we run and hide from God in the garden. Now, what is that hiding? That hiding, my friend, is our addictions, do you see? If I am filled with guilt and shame and fear, that is such an awful pain in my soul that I will have to hide from it. How do I hide from it? By behaviors that enable me to escape the pain. And so, when we think in terms of alcoholism and drug addiction and sexual addiction, we must not think simply in terms of the particular chemical to which you are addicted. We must think in terms of a soul in flight, that something has gone radically wrong with us, that the pain inside is so deep that we need to run. That is the spiritual delusion we are under. Now, why, you say, do I call it a delusion? Because the guilt and the shame and the fear has distorted our understanding of God. We see him as a judge. We see him as someone to be run from. We see him as someone who is not on our side. But when our Father reveals himself to us in Jesus our Savior, when at last we see the heart of God as Jesus dies on the cross and rises for us to give us eternal life, then we begin to understand that the heart of God is wondrous kind, that the heart of God is full of mercy and love. It is at that point that our soul begins to feel or sense that we can return, that going back home is a safe thing. And not only is it safe, it's comfortable. It's comforting. And so, the essence of freedom from addiction is the belief in the heavenly safety of the soul in the arms of God. Begin to think of it, my friend. It's enormously important to you. Beginning on the 16th of April, my friends, all the way through April on Thursdays, through the end of May, 7 Thursdays till the end of May, I'm going to provide a group, let's not call it therapy, series of sessions. That is to say, you will be invited to my home, 10 of you, no more than 10 and no less than 10, Thursday nights, beginning April the 16th, at 7 in the evening till 8:30. And each of you who has a serious problem in his life will be given the opportunity to express what that problem is, and for me to counsel you in the presence of those other 10. The other 9, rather, will be listening in and will learn from it, and you, when it comes to their turn, will learn from them. This is very serious business, and I want to say to you, it's called group, let's not call it therapy, because I'm not a registered counselor nor licensed in the state of Colorado, and so we'll do it that way. But of course, we'll be doing much more than psychotherapy and much more inclusive when you understand that we will be dealing with the issues of addiction in the light of the three factors, the spiritual delusions, the emotional wounds, and the escapes from pain. If you wish to register for this, please do so by the 24th of March. Do it now. Don't hesitate. The sessions are $20 per session for 7 sessions, $20 each session. And please register by calling 303-738-8694, 303-738-8694, or write FaithQuest P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. See you next time, friends. God bless.